I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
From the horrifically excessive big screen devouring of an employee to an iconic master going out on a rather limp note, this bunch of sacrifices, killings, and murders left audiences reaching for their laser pitchforks. I'm Gareth from WhatCulture.com, and here are 10 sci-fi movie deaths that pissed off fans. Number 10, Zara Young, Jurassic World. Though not exactly in the same league as some of the other more beloved characters on this list, in terms of how invested fans were in their overall cinematic arc, Jurassic World's Zara Young still made a big enough impression on those watching to elicit a generally stunned reaction to her eventual grim ending. Sure, Katie McGrath's character didn't exactly endear herself to those watching on with her overall lack of enthusiasm towards everything from the park itself to looking after Zach and Gray, but did she really deserve what eventually came her way? With a whole host of flying dinos unleashed onto the rebooted park, Young is fought over by a bunch of pterodons before being plucked out of the sky by a leaping Mosasaurus. The look of horror on the brothers' faces was shared by all watching on in cinemas, with many feeling that the drawn-out and pointlessly brutal first female human character death in the entire franchise was a huge misstep in an otherwise crowd-pleasing venture. Number 9, Hoban Wash Washburn, Serenity. In general, it's rather difficult to dislike just about any character the deeply lovable Alan Tudyk chooses to bring to the big screen party. And that's perhaps what made Hoban Wash Washburn shocking death in 2005 Serenity such a bitter pill to swallow for Firefly fans the world over. Despite again being a wholly nice fellow who treated his wife with all of the respect that was humanly possible, none of that could save Wash from one of the most unnecessarily graphic endings in sci-fi movie history. On top of the overall deadly conclusion largely coming completely out of the blue, seeing Wash be very much impaled in the closing stages of the film felt like something of a needless gut punch to a fanbase that had already suffered through the cancellation of their beloved series. Adding insult to injury, Wash's wife Zoe was actually pregnant at the time of his demise, robbing fans of the sight of the Washburn family living happily ever after as a true goals unit. Number 8, Ben Solo, Rise of Skywalker. This won't be the last time this list will venture to a galaxy far, far away. But until then, it's time to put a spotlight on a conclusion that left many a Star Wars supporter praising the heavens that they didn't have to endure another sequel feature for the foreseeable future. Much of the hit-and-miss trip back into George Lucas's world had been dedicated to the fall and suspected rise of Ben Solo, with Adam Driver's Kylo Ren routinely delivering arguably the most compelling work of the entire new series. So fans were definitely right to brace themselves for an ending worthy of such a shining light in a sometimes depressingly misguided trilogy. And it was actually looking like they were set to get said fitting finale. But then, instead of allowing the recently redeemed Ben Solo to revel in the lighter path alongside Daisy Ridley's Rey, the decision was made to have the pair share a smooch before Ben passed away post giving away his life force to save his new lover's life. What could have been a weighty and daring conclusion soon devolved into a predictable ending, largely met with eye rolls as Ben/Ren's arc pretty much mirrored his infamous grandpa's. What a damn shame. Number 7, Finnick O'Dare, The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2. Even after fans have taken in the source material behind a movie adaptation that is set to be unleashed into the world, those same diehard supporters have still been known to hold out hope that a particularly cherished character will be saved from a grisly ending. even if it's already been realized on the page. Sometimes they get their wish. But on other occasions, lovers of the book are dealt an even more excruciating blow on the big screen. In the case of The Hunger Games' Finnick O'Dea, few would argue against his cinematic death being far more torturous than the one that had already come to pass in Suzanne Collins' books. In the book, Finnick still didn't exactly get a charming conclusion, having his head bitten off by a mutant before being nuked by Katniss Everdeen. But The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 movie didn't see that lizard decapitation, and instead just had Finnick screaming his head off as Katniss ignored his cries and bombed the tunnel anyway. Sure, he was likely already doomed, but this didn't make this any less of a painful scene to digest for those who wanted justice for Finnick. Number 6, Mako Mori, Pacific Rim Uprising. One of the major takeaways coming out of Guillermo del Toro's surprisingly riotous first Pacific Rim feature, along with "give me more giant robots smashing monsters, please," was the fact that fans wanted to know exactly what in the hell was going to go down with Mako Mori next. The personality had been handled refreshingly effectively here within the sci-fi genre, with Rinko Kikuchi's character coming equipped with a subplot that didn't just service the male leads and not relying on sexual stereotypes. The Mako Mori test was therefore brought into being shortly after. Frustratingly enough, Pacific Rim Uprising would quickly fail this test in emphatic fashion. Here, Mori is quickly nudged into a role that sees her support John Boyega's Jake's arc more than her own, before being limply cut down during the opening third of the film as a rogue Jaeger knocks her helicopter out of the sky. After such commendable work in making Mori a shining light for modern female representation in that first entry, Uprising left fans wondering why they bothered believing in the franchise at all less than halfway through its runtime.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Number 5, Captain James T. Kirk, Star Trek Generations. Successfully kissing goodbye to a universally adored leading character isn't what you class as the easiest thing to execute on a cinematic platform. But it's not impossible. See Avengers Endgame's emotional farewell to Tony Stark. On the other end of the spectrum, however, comes Star Trek Generations' handling of the departure of the series' most iconic character, a death that still drives Trekkies up the wall nearly 3 decades on. Instead of going out in a blaze of glory in the comfort of his own captain's chair, fans were forced to witness the heroic Captain James T. Kirk, immortalized by William Shatner, fall off a bridge. And that was about it, really. What followed was a drawn-out final few words to Jean-Luc Picard from the fellow Enterprise captain, before the phrase, "Oh my," signaled his laughable passing. Whether this was any better than the originally planned death by pathetic shot in the back from Dr. Tolian Soran is still up for debate. But that's like trying to choose between your favorite type of sour milk, in all honesty. Number 4, General Zod, Man of Steel. Zack Snyder won't ever be classed as a director who is content sticking to the previously trodden path when guiding one of his always intriguing projects into our lives. And his decision to end 2013's Man of Steel on the mother of all jaw-droppers, or neck-breakers depending on where you happen to land, was undoubtedly a topic of many a heated conversation coming out of his DCEU Superman reboot. Kal-El battling it out with the maniacal General Zod in the Metropolis smashing climactic moments of the flick, Supes found himself faced with a sizable dilemma as his nemesis looked to singe some helpless civilians with his heat vision. Deciding the lesser of two evils was to kill off his fellow Kryptonian, Henry Cavill's superhero proceeded to snap the neck of Michael Shannon's big bad. What followed was mass debate from some rather precious DC diehards about how Snyder could justify allowing the golden boy of comic books brutally taking a life on screen. But that outrage still didn't stop Snyder from parading a people-killing Batman in front of those very same fans by the time Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice burst onto our screens in 2016. Number 3. Joe Brody, Godzilla. It was impossible not to be even a little bit excited about the prospect of Bryan Cranston getting his teeth sunk into the reviving of a cinematic titan who was in long need of some blockbuster TLC. After all, this was an actor fresh off of a career-defining run as Walter White on Breaking Bad. So how could Warner Brothers possibly screw up this monstrous offering? By calling time on Cranston's arc in Godzilla halfway through the runtime, that's how. After being the absolute driving force of the movie up until that point, the sight of Cranston's grief-stricken Joe Brody being mortally wounded in the midst of a Titan attack before dying on a helicopter left most people feeling massively cheated for the remainder of the feature. Aaron Taylor-Johnson did his best to steady the ship following on from his character's father's death. But the damage had already been done. I mean, Cranston himself even going on record to admit that seeing off Joe so early in the movie was a narrative mistake. You know you've delivered a true dud of a cinematic death. Number 2, John Connor, Terminator Dark Fate. Deciding to rile up diehard Terminator supporters before they'd even had a chance to get comfy in their seats, Terminator Dark Fate came packed with one of the most despicable sucker punches imaginable early on. That being the picking off of one John Connor on a beach as his mother Sarah could only watch on helplessly in 1998. Sure, the moment came as an unforeseen and fresh development to those tuning back into the Terniverse, but it also felt like a bit of a slap in the face to those who cherished arguably the franchise's finest entries. Clearly knowing this heading into the project, Linda Hamilton was quick to tell Film Stories that she was well aware the moment was destined to piss off those who held those first two films as sacred, confessing, "The whole concept of Terminator, that John Connor is the hope for the future of mankind, and then to have him cut down like that? I think it's going to upset a lot of people." Whether or not you personally agreed with John's unexpected execution, it undoubtedly set this film on a bold new path, but one that was always destined to cause a little bit of friction from the get-go. Number 1, Luke Skywalker, The Last Jedi. The long-awaited return of Luke Skywalker was one that had fans sold on the concept of the 8th installment of the Skywalker saga alone. Whether they were invested in the tale of Rey, Finn, Kylo Ren, and Poe or not, The Last Jedi would at least finally give us some much-needed screen time with everyone's favorite fanboy turned Jedi master. But instead of simply rolling out a Luke who was happily going about his business in exile, Rian Johnson brought us a version of the iconic figure that had been almost irreparably broken by his failure to steer Ben Solo back towards the light side. Grouchy Skywalker may not have been what some fans expected, but at least it made for some compelling exchanges between Luke and Rey throughout. However, the nature of his eventual death was enough to tip many over the edge. After seemingly popping up on Crate to fend off Kylo and help the Resistance escape, Luke was revealed to be projecting himself across the galaxy, an act that resulted in him effectively overdosing on the Force and dying, as Hamill himself put it. Cue head scratches and general deflation as a triumphant return to form quickly gave way to a sudden departure that many just found straight up disappointing. Oh, grouchy Skywalker, we barely knew ye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.